Thank God.
那我们在训练的一开始，我们可以在这么优美的场地，中英文堂弟兄姐妹，我们可以一起来敬拜赞美三一真神。
In the beginning of the year, we have this privilege to be in this sanctuary, such a beautiful sanctuary. To here, we can have an English and Chinese congregation to worship together with our Trinity God.
在今天，我们也特别请到了我们母会的主任牧师徐仲明牧师来到我们中间。
Today, we have a very special guest who is the senior pastor of the West Houston Chinese Church. He's coming to preach.
也让我们一起在新的一年更多来领受神丰富的恩典。
In this new year, the beginning of the new year, let's receive the abundant grace that God wants to give to us. So we can truly, truly live out the grace that He gave to us. Let's welcome our senior pastor, Pastor Xu.
Wow. It's great to see all of you. And how we have grown. Praise God, huh? Praise God. Thinking about just how we have really experienced an extraordinary outpouring of God's grace. And on behalf of your brothers and sisters in West Houston, I bring greetings. We're excited, we're very proud of what God is doing here, and we're excited how the Lord is using you all to plant this church and growing as a body of Christ here.
我就是借着今天这个机会来跟大家问好，就是我们西区的弟兄姐妹真的为着北区的弟兄姐妹能够在这里这样直堂，然后能有这么好的这个敬拜，真的是为神献上感谢。At
the end of last year, as we were kind of pondering upon just all the great things God has done, as the leaders were praying, we really been thinking about what would be an appropriate theme for 2015.
当我们去年在为今年所要讲的主题在祷告的时候，我们在想说，是要什么样子的主题才比较适合今年呢？
And what really moves our hearts is that we really would like to sense that as recipients of this great grace, that we really want to be a people who would enter into a deeper understanding and experience of God's grace.
所以我们祷告之后，我们就觉得说，我们真的是需要，真的是来深深的感受到神在我们每个人身上，真的是加了这么多这么丰富的恩典，我们来学习神给我们的恩典是足够的丰富。So
we set a theme, as we call it in English, we call it Grace Alive.
所以我们这个英文是讲，我们中文是讲成活出恩典。And
we want to see that we come to a deeper understanding of God's grace, and God's grace also flowing powerfully through us.
对，所以我们就想说，我们要更深的来了解什么叫做恩典，然后怎么样让这个恩典流露出来，从我们的身上流露出来。And
as you know, we've been talking about how these essential values of our church, that are talking about building on these values of communion, community, and commission.
对，我们就是要怎么样活出这个是蒙爱、相爱还有传爱的这种宗旨。
So we're going to start the new year with a series of messages focusing on how grace enables our communion with God, our community with one another, and our commission into the world.
So we're going to start with how grace enables our communion with God, our community with one another, and our commission into the world.
I'd like to invite you to open your Bible to James chapter 4, verse 1 to 8. We're going to look at that together as a passage. We're going to be looking at James chapter 4, verse 1 to 8.
好，如果有圣经的话，请你打开雅各书第四章，然后我们来看四章的一到八节。雅各书第四章一到八节。I'll
lead us to read to English first, and then we'll read, and then Nancy will read us to Chinese. How's that?
好，我们先念英文，然后再念中文。
James chapter 4, verse 1 to 8. Let's read together. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war with sin? You desire and do not have. So you murder, you covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have, because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the scripture says, He yearns jealously over the Spirit that He has made to dwell in us, but He gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded.
好，我们一起来念哈，我们来念中文。
你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？
不是从你们百姓中
战斗是私欲来的吗？
你们贪恋还是得不着？
你们杀害嫉妒又殴斗征战也不能得。你们得不着是因为你们不求，你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你的业乐中。你们这些淫乱的人哪、啊，岂不知与世俗为友的就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的就是与神为敌了。你们想经上所说是突然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就避开你们逃跑了。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
The epistle of James here, it is an epistle written to the Jewish believers that were scattered throughout the Roman Empire.
他这个雅各书是写给那时候在罗马帝国到处分散的一些犹太人。
James was very concerned about one thing. James was very concerned about one thing, which is that there seemed to be a distance, a gap between these believers' belief and the life that they were living.
所以这个雅各书他就是非常想到说，他们那些犹太人，他们好像有一个那个沟哈、啊，就是有一个沟，就是他们活出来没有活出来神给他们所传的道，就说他们的道跟他们的行为之间有一个代沟。
A quick overview of the book, if you for instance go back to chapter 2, if you just flip your Bible to the early chapters, in chapter 2, James challenges that talking about how these Jewish believers were discriminating against people, valuing based on the worldly system of value, valuing the rich but despising the poor.
好，然后如果你们有圣经的话，你们看到第二章哈，一到十三节那边就有在讲说，他那个时候哈，那些人他们就是以外貌看人，偏待人，他们就是就是看重这个富贵的人，而是轻看那些贫穷的人。
Or if you go back to the first part of chapter 3, we're talking about the tongue, talking about how they speak negatively of others. And James was pointing out this inconsistency of the same tongue is used to say, to curse others and praise God.
然后在第三章一到十二节，你们可能会看到哈，有一些这个言语上的过失哈，就说我们嘴巴是用我们嘴巴来赞美我们的神，可是我们用嘴巴来诅咒我们的弟兄姐妹们。
And then the latter part of chapter 3, he said, they talked about how they were having this bitter envy and selfish ambition to the degree that were resisting the truth.
对，然后在第三章你们会看到哈，他又讲到说这些弟兄姐妹之间又嫉妒啊、纷争，然后又自私，而且甚至抵挡了真道。
And so, but the passage we just read in the first three verses of James chapter 4, he challenges them about just the way that they were, their greed and their lust in pursuing self-destructive pleasures were causing all sorts of dissensions and disharmony within them.
对，所以然后他们又真的是有贪婪啊，然后真的是又有非常多的这个情欲，就是他们自己的肉体上面的情欲，造成他们弟兄姐妹之间真的是非常非常多的冲突。
So what James is warning them about is that although they have not outwardly renounced or disowned God in their faith, yet their behavior, the reality of their behaviors, were really rejecting God.
对，可是就是这些人哈，他们外表上看起来好像非常的虔诚哈，可是他们的心里真的是好像是与神为敌了。
So what James is saying here, in effect, is that he said, take a good look at yourselves.
所以这个雅各就是要提醒大家说，我们来看看我们自己的内心灵命的状况。
Look at how you are living life.
就是你怎么活的是什么样子呢？
Look at the way you often fight with one another.
看看你们是怎么样彼此在那边竞争。
Look at these conflicts.
看看你们这边彼此的这个纷争。
Look at
the greed. 你们这个贪婪。
Look at the fact that there's so many prayers that you pray but you didn't get the result and answers.
那就想想说，哎，你们常常在祷告，可是怎么都求不到呢？
Because what you were praying for was praying out of motive for lust.
对，可是就是常常祷告的时候是妄求，动机不对。
So what he's saying is this, a covetous, a contentious spirit that is really following after the patterns of the world.
所以就是他们这些精正的灵啊，然后贪婪的灵，就是因为跟世界在走。
But as children of God, we are spirit beings. We're made to be the living temple of God's spirit.
可是你看，我们是神的儿女啊，我们有圣灵住在我们当中，我们身体应该是神的殿啊。
Yet too often, our hearts give in to these other desires and gets captured by these things.
对啊，可是我们的心常常就被这个世界上所牵引而去，我们就跟着这个世界走了。
I don't know about you. I find that my heart can wander pretty easily.
我不晓得大家怎么样啊。像我自己的话，我就很容易跟着世界走。
We just came back from a trip to as a family to California.
我们全家正好才刚刚从加州旅行回来。
I remember I think I bought the ticket about like October.
我大概十月的时候就买了机票。
And you know, I was amazed because airline tickets were expensive. The airline tickets were very expensive.
对对，那个时候就是机票非常的贵哈。
So I was quite consumed at finding cheaper tickets.
所以我真的就在网上真的是一直要找那个便宜的机票。
Again, I don't know about you. I can get into that.
然后我真的就可以这样子很仔细、很专一的在找。
Something about hunting for a bargain on the internet is very absorbing.
所以啊，我在网上要捡那个买便宜的东西的时候，那个是把我的心思都占据去了哈。
You find something a little cheaper, say, hey, maybe something even cheaper.
然后我看，哎，这个比较便宜，是不是另外一个又更便宜呢？
I mean, it consumes you.
对啊，我整个心思就被占据住了。
Or maybe some of you knows this.That maybe that you will even be willing to admit with me that you have a workaholic tendencies.
那你可能跟我一样哈，有些人我们就是像工作狂一样哈，一直工作。
I sense that's only ten me.
是不是？
And when you are on a project, and it just absorbs you, and you just kind of lose yourself into it.
对呀，然后我们如果说有一个工作要做的话，我们就整个这个心思就投入到那个里面去了。
Or maybe it's the way you entertain yourself.
哎，那有的时候也许是我们因为要自我娱乐哈。
Even nowadays, you know, a lot of our entertainers have moved on to the internet platform, get DVR, get these technologies.
对啊，然后现在我们很多人不是都用电脑吗？然后我们看那个 DVR 啊，那些网上的东西。
I mean, how many people just watch one episode nowadays at a time anyway?
对啊，我们什么时候一个东西我们只看一句哈，我们不可能只看。
I mean, after one, it's just maybe one more.
对呀、啊，我们想说啊，那这一句看完了，是不是再看下一个句子
？Your eyes are turning red, your head is losing. Maybe just one more to see what happened.
对、啊，然后我们都已经头昏脑胀，然后眼睛都已经快闭起来了，就想说，哎，再看下一个句吧。
And I have not even started. Those of you who watch those Asian drama and soap opera or Korean mini series, you need extra help from God.
你们那些什么看韩剧啊，什么中文的那些连续剧的哈，真的是很需要神的恩典。
I mean, when your heart gets kind of captive by those things, it's like you got possessed or something.
对啊，我们当我们的心真的是被那些东西这样占据住了，我们好像就被什么附着了哈。
And so what we see here, what James is saying is this is what happened when our hearts, which belong to God, become captivated by the things of the world.
所以这正就是耶稣在这边讲的，说我们心本来是要被神所充满的。可是我们却被世界上的许多杂物情所占据了。
In James 4, and so verse beginning of verse 4, James used some harsh languages.
他这个在第四节，他要讲到一些非常就是比较严厉的话。
James 4, starting verse, he said, "You adulterous people."
他居然说你们这些淫乱的人啊！
Now, if you have a Chinese Bible or some folk Bible, as a footnote, it says that in the original Greek, it is literally you adulterous.
所以其实你如果有那个圣经上有原文的话，你可以看到哈，原文其实讲说淫乱的人就是淫妇。
Now that language would have been quite familiar in a sense to the Jewish people.
所以淫淫妇这个词哈，其实对犹太人他们其实是蛮熟悉的。
Because in the Old Testament, this kind of language is used in multiple places in the Old Testament for the Lord to describe how Israel's unfaithfulness to Him.
所以其实在旧约的时候哈，就已经有很多地方都有来神就称呼以色列这些人民为淫妇，表示说他们对神的不忠。
In places like Ezekiel 16 or Hosea 2 where we see similar languages accusing Israel being this unfaithful spouse.
对啊，所以在以西结第六十六章跟何西雅书第二章都有提到说上帝用这样的形容来以色列对神的不忠。
We see in multiple places the Lord uses marriage metaphor to describe his relationship with his people.
而且在很多地方，神都用着婚姻来比喻我们跟神之间的关系。
Very personal language.
这个真的是非常个人性。
And he said, "You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?"
那他这边讲说，你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，乃是与神为敌吗？
Now we have to clarify a few things here, because first of all.That this is not talking about we can't make friends with non-Christians. That is the furthest thing away from what James is talking about.
所以雅各书其实在这里哈，我想跟大家强调就是清楚一点，他说以世俗为友，不是说我们不要跟这个非基督徒交朋友哈，这不是他的本意。
Neither is James suggesting that out of a desire to stay pure for believers who follow medieval time examples to get into some sort of monastery and stay out of the world.
可是他也不是说像以前那个什么修道士一样，我们就完全是与世隔绝了，也不是这么极端的这个方法。
So what is this friendship with the world?
那什么到底叫做与世俗为友呢？
I think a clue to that we can find is in 1 John chapter 2, from verses 15 to 17.
好，我们可以看到约翰一书哈第二章十五节。
And some of you may be quite familiar with this verse. It says, "Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires."But whoever does the will of God abides forever.
好，就是约翰一书第二章十五到十七节，他说：“不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲及今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界而来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。”唯独遵行神旨意的永远长存。
So what James is saying, I think he's saying is that this friendship with the world that he's warning against is against that we lose our hearts to the things of this world.
对，所以他这边讲说以世俗为友，就是好像我们真的是就被世上的所有那些事情，我们就被占据到了我们的心思念，我们就没有爱父的心了。
Many research have been done to find out what is the biggest hurdle in keeping Christians and the church from proclaiming the gospel and witnessing to our world.
那有一些这个研究就在做这个研究哈，说到底是什么事情让我们这些基督徒就没有办法，真的是把他的这个福音传出去，就是没有办法活出这个真正的生命。
There are many reasons.
其实有非常多的原因。
But the biggest reason always comes back to this.
好，那最大的原因哈，就是我们现在要讲的。你觉得是什么呢？
It's this.
就是我们现在说的。
Apart from church attendance, most Christians' lives do not look any different from that of the world.
对，所以其实最大福音最大的阻力就是我们基督徒除了在教会，就是在教会这个一起敬拜以外，我们在教会外面的生活跟世界其他人的生活没有什么区别。
That is saying that outside of the church, outside of our small group, outside of our participation in these church activities, most of the time, Christians live life that looked very much the same as people of the world.
所以真的是很可惜哈，我们真的除了在教会敬拜以外，或是参加小组啊，参加教会的活动以外，大部分的基督徒其实跟世界上的人的那个生活、生命都没有什么差别。
That's really convicting.
所以真的是我们真的是我们真的是
扎心，
很扎心，对，很扎心。
It says that a lot of times the way we do marriage, the way we do parenting, the way we work, the way we hunt for bargains, the way we work with people and relate to people, a lot of times we say one thing about what we believe, but the way we live, look, it follows after the patterns of the world instead.
对呀、啊，所以你看，像我们平常我们在婚姻当中啊，我们在家庭的教导孩子啊，还有我们在工作场合，我们在世界上很多事情上面，其实我们的言行，其实都跟这个世界上没有什么差别。
And James said, when our lives are following the patterns of the world, we are in effect becoming enemies of God.
那所以雅各就在说，我们如果真的是这样子与世俗为友，我们就是与神为敌了。
Sounds a little harsh, doesn't it?
听起来真的是好严肃哈，而且很严厉。
I don't know how many of you have been following the news, and you've been following the news, I mean, this past year, and we have a number of terrible, terrible terrorist attacks, Pakistan, just most recently in Paris, horrible, horrible situations.
我相信大家如果真的是有看新闻报道的话，我们知道说我们去年真的发生了一连串真的是很多恐怖分子的事件，就像在巴基斯坦啊，还有我们最近在巴黎发生的这些恐怖分子的事件。
And you know that the leaders around the world are up in arms. They're very concerned about how to protect their nation and their infrastructure, their people from these attacks.
所以其实我们世界上各国的这个领袖大家都真的是非常小心的说要怎么样来防止这些恐怖分子来侵犯到他们的国家还有他们的一些建筑。
But if you pay close attention to the news, you realize that there's something that's even becoming even more worrisome to these, especially.Leaders in the Western world.
所以其实还有很多很多东西，其实我们更需要去注意的，就是这些世界的领袖们。
Do you know what it is?
你们知道是什么吗
？You can notice that the news talking about how these young people growing up in the West somehow something got into them, and they volunteered themselves to join terror organizations.
对呀、啊，你们应该知道嘛。现在很多年轻人就我们这些西方的年轻人，他们不晓得为什么，就是被那些那个恐怖分子的那些他们的信息所影响，他们居然想要去参加那些恐怖分子的团体。
I mean, you got people who grew up in Middle America, wanna fly out to join ISIS as a fighter?
对呀、啊，然后你看这些年轻人，他们在我们美国长大的耶，他们居然要跟那个 ISIS 要去一起来打仗。
And even more scary is that.These are not just limited to young people of a Middle Eastern descent.
不是说只是中东这些后裔的这个孩子们哦。
What happened?
那到底是怎么回事呢
？What is causing these what are called the radicalization of our very own young people?
那到底为什么会让这些年轻人他们会有这么极端的这些想法呢
？And so experts are doing research, and they're coming up with reasons.
那就有些人又做研究啦，就会有些人就说是可能是以下的某些原因。
And they come up with some.
有一些。
They come up with reason. They say, well, for some, maybe they're just thrill seekers.
那有些人说他们就喜欢刺激。
That's bored.
他们就生活太平凡了，太单调了。
There's some who are saying that they're seeking an identity that's different from that of their families.
然后有些人就说他们想要跟他们家庭分开来，就是跟他们家庭是。
There's some who says that some are looking for a place of belonging and felt like an organization like that will offer a very special kind of sense of belonging.
那有些人呢，就是年轻人是想说要个归属感，他们觉得说参加那些团体就会有一种归属感。
But none of these are the biggest reason.
可是其实这些都不是最最重要的原因。
What is the core, the biggest reason, the common threads that seem to be affecting?These people who seem to be possessing, leaving their families and leaving their loved ones and gone and joined terrorists.
那其实最最大的原因让这些人他们就要离开他们的家，他们被这个意念这样子占据了他们的心思，就是其中有一个最大的原因。
The most important reason that's causing this radicalization of these young people is this.
所以最最大的原因使这些年轻人他们想去参加那个极端分子，就是以下这个原因。
What they perceive to be injustice and hypocrisy in the Western worldview that is causing a deep disillusionment with the West and causing them to jump into the embrace of radical Islam.
所以就是因为他们这些人，他们看到世界上很多不公平的事情发生。
hypocrisy.
哦，对，然后还有假冒伪善，很多的这些观念，所以他们就因为这样子，他们就要去参加这个极端分子，因为他们愤世嫉俗。
You know, when I read about that, it's really scary to me.
所以其实这真的是非常严重的。
It's not scary to me, worrying, fearing that maybe some of our young people like to join ISIS or something, but it's a different kind of scare.
所以其实我们要觉得是很危急的事情，但是。
Because it gets me thinking about another one of the major hurdles that is really alarming and hurting the church.
所以其实有一个很大的障碍哈，现在其实，在我们教会当中，也是在使我们教会没有真的是就是不能正常的发展。
That is the question of how do we pass on our faith to the next generation.
所以这个就是我们这一代要怎么样把神的福音传到我们的下一代呢？
And this difficulty, which is dogging churches of every sizes and shapes and forms, and the answer to that question is also very similar to what I just said before.
所以其实这些大大小小的教会，很多教会都在想说这个问题，就是我们刚刚所提的这个问题。
What is keeping young people from receiving the legacy of faith is the same sort of feeling of disillusionment with the hypocrisy that they see in their churches and in their homes where faith and life seem to be totally different.
所以其实真的很大很大的原因就是我们的年轻人看到我们许多假冒为善的人在教会里面，然后他们就有这些是一些幻想，就觉得说这些东西都假冒为善，我们的生活跟我的信心真的是没有完全相合，所以他们就会去想要参加那些极端分子的
组织。But in their disillusionment, they reject their parents' faith.
所以他们就拒绝他们父母的这些信仰。
Because they see something fundamentally inconsistent.
所以他们真的就看到说他们的言行没有一致。
I don't know about you, that just scares me.
所以真的对我来讲听起来真的是蛮恐怖的。
Because when I want to be honest with myself, I see the inconsistent, many inconsistencies in my own life.
因为其实我自己就是看我自己也是这样子，我常常言行没有一致。
I see, it was the, often the weakness in our life.Am I helping my kids to really know Jesus, or am I sowing the seeds of disillusionment for them as well?
所以我就常常在想啊，我自己的行为，我的见证是不是真正的有让我的孩子能够看到神的福音，还是说我的行为让我的孩子们看到说，其实让他们就觉得说啊，很灰心了，就幻灭了。
And to tell you the truth, when I think a lot about it, sometimes it makes me so scared. I get discouraged. I get fearful.
那有的时候真的是我惧怕到一个程度，我自己都觉得说好像没有希望。
Because I fail so much.
因为我自己也常常在失败当中。
But thankfully, there is hope.
可是感谢主，我们还是有希望，有盼望的。
And so we go to James chapter 4 verse 5 after he talks about this whole idea of when friendship with the world becomes enmity with God. Then in chapter 4 verse 5 he says this. He says, do you suppose it is to no purpose that the scripture says he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us?
对，所以感谢主啊，第五节我们就是有个盼望。他说你们想经上所说的是突然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？
And here's kind of a bomb here for us. It's suggesting that God loves us to the unthinkable extent of jealousy.
所以你看这里真的是很难想象哦，神爱我们爱到什么地步呢？爱到嫉妒的地步。
And that might be a little troubling for some of us.
可能你们大家觉得说，哎，好像觉得有点听不太懂。
Isn't jealousy a sin?
你们不是会觉得说嫉妒就是一种罪吗？
Well, not always.
其实不永远是这样子。
Jealousy is not always a sin, just as anger is not always a sin.
其实嫉妒本身并不一定是罪，就像愤怒不一定是罪一样。
There's such a thing as righteous anger.
因为有些愤怒是易怒。
Now, if a wife sees another woman flirting was her husband. What kind of response would you expect?
好，那我就来想想看，如果有一个妻子看见一个女人跟她的先生就很亲密的在这个谈情说笑，那她会有什么样的反应呢？
We would expect her jealousy and fury.
那我们会想说她一定是会很生气，会很嫉妒嘛，对不对？
And I think if you think about it, we would say that is normal.
我们就会觉得她这样子反应是正常的。
In fact, if we flip it around, we imagine that somebody, this woman sees her husband flirting with others, and as this wife is not jealous. In fact, she has no response at all. What would you think?
那我们从另外一个角度来看看哈，万一如果她不嫉妒，而且真的一点反应都没有的话，那你会觉得她是怎么样呢？
I tell you what I would think. I would think that something really wrong with that marriage.
那我告诉你们，我会怎么想哈？我会觉得他们这个婚姻一定大有问题了。
I wonder, does she still even love him?
我就在想说，那这个太太到底是还爱先生吗？
Because jealousy is a emotion of love.
因为嫉妒是爱的一种情绪。
Now some of you maybe you know moving really quick there in the wheels. You're saying, wait, doesn't the Bible says like 1 Corinthians 13, you know, doesn't it kind of suggesting that, you know, envy is bad? Well, it's not envy.
对呀、啊，然后我们可以想，我们可能在想说，哎，不对呀、啊，圣经里面有教导哈，在那个哥林多前书十三章说有爱的真谛啊，说是爱是不嫉妒啊，不自夸，不张狂吗？
You're thinking, your mind is moving. Good job.
很好啊，
But、
你们有在想。
Here's the thing.That while we sometimes use the term envy and jealousy interchangeably, they actually are different words. They characterize different kinds of jealousy.
在英文里面，这个就是嫉妒有两个字哈，其实他们讲的其实是不一样的字，可是常常就是两个这样子。
Right. Unfortunately, Chinese only have one term, and it gets all mixed up.
因为中文话只有嫉妒这两个字，
So envy, by its real strict definition, is really wanting.What others have that you do not.
那英文呢？那个 envy 就有点像羡慕这样子哈，就是说好像没有的，然后就是没有的东西，他羡慕说想要那个没有。
It flows out of lust. It flows out of a desire to get that which I do not have.
所以其实他这个嫉妒是从这个贪恋来的哈，就是想要心中有那个欲望，就是从贪恋来的。
While jealousy is wanting to protect.That which is rightfully belong to you. It flows out of the emotion of love, out of desire to protect that which belongs to you.
那我们圣经在这里讲的这个嫉妒吗？就是说，在别人威胁要夺走你本来有的东西哈，这种嫉妒是出于爱的防御，是有保护的心理的。
So God does not envy, but God, out of His holy love, has jealous does experience.Jealousy over his children's hearts being taken over by the things of this world.
所以在圣经在这里讲的这个嫉妒呢，就是说他就是爱我们爱到就是他不要让这个世界把我们的心夺走，他要保护我们的心。
But some of you may still say, "No, that still doesn't quite make sense. I mean, God is supposed to be big, you know? Shouldn't God be bigger than us? And also, He shouldn't be so petty like we would feel jealousy."He shouldn't feel insecure. He shouldn't feel, you know, kind of that emotion. I mean, does that make sense?
对啊，然后我们可能有人又会觉得说，哎，我们的上帝不是这么大吗？他是这么的有威严，那上帝怎么会嫉妒呢？他的占有心怎么那么强呢？然后他会没安全感吗？
I mean, wouldn't that be a little overly controlling or possessive?
那这样子神是不是太这个控制欲太强了呢？
Mother of a college student is in pain over her son.
有一个母亲哈，就是为了一个大学的一个儿子而心中非常的伤心。
Her son has fallen into a terrible addiction over online gaming.
然后这个儿子怎么样呢？他就是沉迷于网络上面的游戏。
This young man's addiction is so serious.That he's losing sleep, he's failing in school, his future once so promising, the same feeling like it's kind of flushing down the toilet with this gaming addiction.
那这个儿子呢？因为他太喜欢玩这个网上这个游戏哈，他就废寝忘食啊，他的学业也非常的这个现在荒废了，然后所以他的这个前途好像都快要灭掉了。
Can you imagine with me what is this mother's feeling toward online gaming？
那你们可以想象看哦，那这个母亲对这个网上游戏的感觉，她的态度是怎么样的呢？
Her fury and anger toward online gaming because she's seeing this is captured the heart of her son and is destroying him.
那这个母亲因为她看到这个网络的这些游戏真的是毁了她儿子的一生，所以她对这个网络游戏恨之入骨的态度，我们应该可以看到吧。
And that, friends, is an example of the divine jealousy that burns.Because when God sees our hearts being taken captive by that which is worthless, God feels that's a similar kind of holy jealousy.
对啊，所以这里我们描述的就是这种圣洁的嫉妒。神真的是，我们用这个母亲的这个例子，我们就会感受到上帝就是这样子。他看到这个世界把我们夺去了，所以他心中真是非常的难过。所以这就是上帝的感受。
God's jealousy and pain does not flow out of his insecurity. He has no such thing.
其实神他这个他这样子的嫉妒，并不是说他没有安全感。
But rather it flows out of his perfect knowledge of how these lesser and impermanent things are not worthy of us. They are destructive to our soul.
而是因为这些东西，他们对我们的灵魂是有很大很大的毁坏。
He knows better than anyone else what we really need.
神真的知道我们每一个人需要什么。
And he loves us more than anyone else could possibly love us.
他比世界上所有的人都还要爱我们。
Which is why in Joshua 24:19, he's actually described as he is a jealous God.
所以在约书亚书24:19，他说他是圣洁的，是忌邪的神，也是嫉妒的神。
And remember how we just early on when we talk about how when you consider how often our life fell short of our faith.
然后我们刚刚才在讲啊，说我们的行为跟我们的信心好像没有相称。
And I said how that causes people around us, or even causes ourselves to be disillusioned.
然后就是因为这样子，别人看到我们这样子，然后我们自己有时候也觉得说，真的是很糟糕。
And I said we can have hope.
然后我刚刚不是跟大家说，我们还是有盼望的。
And the first place of hope is this jealousy.
所以真的，这个盼望是什么呢？就是神的嫉妒。
How could this jealousy be hope for us?
那这神的嫉妒怎么会是我们的盼望呢？
You know why?
知道为什么吗？
Because he is jealous over us because he cares.
那他为什么这么嫉妒呢？因为他实在太关爱我们了。
In spite of our many failures,
因为我们有这么多的失败，他还是关爱我们。
In spite of our hypocrisy,
我们这样常常假冒伪善，他还是关爱我们。
In spite of we say one, we believe one thing, and then we do another.
我们常常说我们相信这个，我们相信这个，可是我们做出来的又是另外一个样子。
In spite of the fact that our best intention effort, or really sometimes no effort at all,
我们有的时候啊，我们是尽力去做，其实有的时候我们根本就没有尽力去做。
He's still jealous over us.
可是他就是这样子的嫉妒的爱我们。
He's jealous over us because he still cares and he loves us.
他这样子嫉妒的爱我们，是因为他真的是关爱我们，他非常的爱我们每一个人。
And that's good news for us because that speaks of hope.
所以这个就是我们的盼望。
And there's more good news, verse 6. And it says, but he gives more grace.
然后这个第六节他就说，他赐更多的恩典。
chapter 4, verse 6, he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
所以他经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们，逃跑了。
Something about grace.We got to be really careful and safeguard this term so that it doesn't become one of those kind of feel good, kind of amorphous term that nobody really knows what it means, but it sounds good. Just throw that term into everything we say. Grace is something we do not deserve.
那我在这里提到恩典这个字哈，我们不是像很多人那随随便便就把恩典这样子拿出来这样随便讲一下。其实恩典是神给我们的一个很大很大的礼物，是我们不配得的。
Heard about the story, about a young man who's been rebellious, has just really, really wounded his parents for many years.
我就听到一个年轻人的故事哈，他是非常非常的叛逆，所以他的父母都非常的伤心。
And he's wandered off and done many things, many terrible things that just really grieved his parents. And he finally came home to this countryside places where his parents live.
然后他就是常年在外啊流荡啊，然后就是让父母非常的伤心。可是后来他终于回到他父母的这个。
And on this day, he got drunk. He went out, caused some more trouble in town.
然后后来他就他酒醉以后啊，他就闹了一些事情。
And on the way walking home, being just totally drunk, he fell into a broken and open septic tank that is under repair.
结果因为他酒醉的太厉害太严重了，他就不小心跌入了一个正在维修当中的一个化粪池里面。
As some of the neighbors found out, but because this young man is such an obnoxious man. And the septic tank is pretty obnoxious too, pretty disgusting. No one is willing to lend him a hand.
然后你们知道吗？这个年轻人真的是这么的糟糕哈。然后那个邻居人看到了，想说，哎呀，反正他这么糟糕的人掉到这个化粪池里面也没什么关系，所以没有人去救他。
When his father got the word, he came and realized that his son, in a half-drunk condition, was beginning to sinking in there and begin to having trouble even stay above.The foul liquid is in this tank.
然后结果后来父亲听到了这件事情，跑去看。看的时候，他这儿子好像已经都快要被这个化粪池这样子遮住了，都被快淹死了哈。
So his father jumped in there and tried to hold him up so his son can breathe.
所以他这父亲嘛，他就潜下去，然后把孩子这样举出来，让孩子能够呼吸。
But as help delayed.And his father could only hold him up so long, and realizing that he could hold him up no longer.
结果那个父亲在下面，他实在是没有办法再把他支撑住了啊，因为那个救援队还没有来到。
The father made a decision.
结果父亲就过世了。
No, he made a decision.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He made a decision that he dove into the depths of the putrid liquid in the septic tank.And put his son up on his back, so his son's head could be above the water line.
好，然后他就做了一个决定，他就决定说他自己就站到那个化粪池里面，然后就把他的孩子就放到他的肩膀上面，然后让这个孩子能够这样子在上面，他才能够呼吸。
The son lived, the father died.
然后真的就这样子，这个儿子他就活过来了，可是父亲你们知道他就过世了。
When I think about this story, and I think about what Christ has done for us, lifting us out of the filth that is suffocating and killing us.
所以我看到这个故事，我就想，就像我们一样，对不对？我们也是好像在化粪池一样，我们这么肮脏，这么污秽，可是耶稣把我们拉上来。
Sometimes we falsely imagine that what Christ has done.Only pertaining to our salvation, which is at the moment of our belief, but fail to understand that Christ is continually lifting us out of the filth and failures of our lives so that we can breathe and have life.
所以其实我们很多时候我们只是想到说哦，耶稣来了救赎了我们，我们只想到他的救赎的工作，我们常常忘记说其实耶稣还常常每天都在把我们从我们的化粪池当中这样子把我们拉上来。
This grace this, that he gives more grace than our failures, more grace than the burning jealousy that seems to threaten to destroy us, more than what we can imagine. He gives more graceTo sustain us, to bring about the transformation of our soul.
所以其实我们真的我们要想说，其实神给我们更多更多的恩典，多过于我们的所犯的所有的罪恶，他给我们很多恩典，让我们能够生命有所改变。
And to receive this grace is very simple. It's a very simple response. It says that it is to, for us to submit ourselves to God in humility.
那其实要接受这样子的恩典，其实很简单的，我们就谦卑下来，我们来接受他的恩典。
It says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
因为经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
This condition is not designed to make things hard so that people cannot get that grace. No, just the opposite.
这句话不是讲的，就是很严厉说，让我们这样就得不到恩典，其实是正好是相反的。
God wants to make this grace available to all.
其实神愿意把所有的恩典给我们每一个人。
But the problem is, the proud will never seize the need for such a grace, and therefore they could never access this grace.
那就是问题怎么样呢？就是我们人心骄傲，对不对？然后我们就不知道说我们需要恩典，所以我们就没有办法去得到这个恩典。
Only those who have humbled themselves and see the impoverished.The pitiful spiritual conditions that we are in, and realizing that my own effort is so weak and so pitiful that I absolutely need God's help to save me, to change me.
对呀、啊，所以我们就是要能够真正的认清我们自己就是这么脏，就是这么破坏，就是这么的毁败。所以我们真的是什么都不行，我们就非常非常非常需要神的恩典来帮助我们。要有这样子的谦卑的心，我们才能够接受这个恩典。
With that grace, we are able to resist the devil. It says that the devil will flee from us.
所以我们就要这样子的话，魔鬼就要离开逃跑了。
With that grace, it says, cleanses our hands and purify our hearts.
所以神在这边就说，我们要洁净我们的手，清洁我们的心。
We've been challenging people at our church.I mean, West Houston, and also here, to starting out the new year with a spiritual commitment to get into the spiritual discipline of reading the Word of God and in daily time of prayer to draw near to the Lord.
那我们在新区教会，我也现在也在北区教会跟大家有个挑战哈，是不是我们可以现在开始，我们来做一些灵修，让这些灵修使我们的生命能够有所改变的，让我们跟神能够来亲近神，让神亲近我们。
We've been challenging people to this 3-4-5 Bible reading plan, which that if you read just one chapter a day, that you can finish the entire New Testament in one year.
那我们就来挑战说，大家是不是可以来参加这个3-4-5的读经计划？因为你把这个新约每一天念一章的话，一年就可以念完新约。
We're grateful that a number of people have completed that plan and have really experienced, begin to see what God is doing in their lives.
我们真的是非常感恩哦，因为前几年已经有些人完成这样子的新约的这个读经计划，而且他们的生命很有明显的改变。
But the truth is, more people tell me otherwise that they have failed, they have struggled, they feel terrible about themselves, and they don't know if they could really finish a plan.
那可是也有一些人，他们就常常觉得说他们好失败，他们觉得说他们没有办法能够完成这个读经计划，所以他们心中非常的沮丧。
People tell me that you know I finished reading like this so many number of books in the New Testament and then I got busy and I stopped again.
那有一些人就分享好说，哎呀，我刚开始有一个很专心的在念，可是念到最后太忙了，我就没有继续再念了。
People tell me that you know they try to do devotion 5 times a week.They said, oh, I'm just so weak, I struggle. I could barely do it 2 times.
那虽然是说我们鼓励大家说一个星期做5次灵修哈，可是有些人真的是太忙了，然后而且真的有时候就不实行，就大概一个礼拜做2次。
Tell me today is that there's good news.
然后我今天要跟大家讲一个好消息。
Because when James says he gives more grace, he's talking to people.Just like us.
那因为雅各书他在这边讲，他说他会给更多的恩典，就是给这些一个礼拜大概只能看2次的这种人的恩典。
People who struggle terribly in their spiritual life.
那就是在属灵生命上在常常挣扎的人。
People who feel ashamed about themselves, feeling like a lot of times they wish they could do better, but then they act out. They give into anger. They give into lust. They struggle, but then it says that He gives.Grace.
那就是因为这些属灵上常常在挣扎的人，而且有时候很愤怒，而且觉得自己好像很羞耻。神就是偏正要对这样子的人，要赐给你们更多的恩典。
Grace is given for people just like that, just like us.
对呀、啊， 真的恩典就是要给我们这样子的人，就是在属灵灵力上面 在挣扎的人。
In fact, I dare say that for somebody, if they need to take 2 years, 3 years to finish reading the New Testament, but if they come with a humble heart seeking us grace, and, well, please help me so I can finish this, with that kind of a spirit, this person may be drawing closer to God than a prideful spirit who rely on their own dedication and strength and may have already read the Bible 3 times in 3 years.
对啊，所以其实哈，我们想想看，如果说这些人他们就有谦卑的心来到神的面前，他们即使花了2年、3年的时间把这些新约看完了，他们的生命的改变跟神亲近的程度，搞不好都比那些人在 一年之内把这个新约看完3、4人，比这些人的生命还要成熟，还要成长呢。
And there's one last thing I want to finish with you, just to talk about, which is a common misconception about the devotional life.
然后还有一个灵修上面常常有一些错误的观念跟大家分享一下。
People falsely think, because I'm reading the Bible, I try to do it on a regular basis, therefore, I'm more holy.
然后有些人呢，他们就觉得说，哎呀，我都有每天在灵修啊，其实我比别人这个灵命高一点。
All of a sudden, you feel like, you know,better than others.
然后你就突然就骄傲起来，觉得你比别人好啊。
You say, yeah, Pastor, you talk about that change. Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling better than that guy.
然后我就觉得说，哎，我比那个人好啊，因为我有灵修。
Not true.
可是这不是真的。
Our role in the Christian life is to follow Jesus by grace.
我们应该做的呢，就是要跟随主耶稣，接受他的恩典。
But the transformation of our lives is a spiritual miracle.
可是我们生命会转变，这是神的一个奇迹。
That is something that we are not capable of doing for ourselves.
我们灵命的越变是我们自己没有办法做的，是神给我们的奇迹。
Spiritual changes is always a miracle of God.
真实的灵命上的越变，真的就是神给我们的奇迹。
Do you remember what is Jesus' first miracle recorded in the Gospels?
记不记得在这个福音书里面神耶稣的第一个那个奇迹呢
？Jesus turning water into wine.
就是耶稣把水变成酒。
A pastor says that our role in the Christian life is to fill the water pots.
那有一个有一个牧师说，我们基督徒的生活就是要把这个水缸的水装满了。
When they ran out of wine, they came to Jesus, and Jesus said, "Go and fill the water pots."
哦，对，然后在宴席的时候，他们不是跟他们耶稣说，哎，没酒了，然后耶稣就说去把那个水缸里面的水加满。
Filling the water pots we can do.
哦，我们可以把这个水加满。
But turning the water in the water pots into wine, we don't know how to do that.
那要怎么样把水变成酒呢？我们会吗？不会。
Devotional exercises is like filling the water pots.
所以灵修的这个功课就像这样子，就是把水装满。
In a technical term, sometimes we would say it is the mean of grace, but it does not. It is not the grace itself.
所以就只是一个恩典的媒介，并不是就是恩典，是一个管道，是一个媒介。
Likewise, in one of the great stories, one of my favorite stories in the Old Testament.When Elijah was dueling with the prophets of Baal, and he told him to put the wood, the firewood, on the altar.
然后我最喜欢的一个故事啊，就是这个以利亚先知，他那个时候不是他跟那个巴利这个神相较的时候，然后他就把那个一堆那个湿的柴放在那边。
You can put all the wood on the altar you want, but for that wood to ignite, that is not.
那可以把湿的柴在那边放着，那要怎么样点火呢？那不是在于它。
Our devotional discipline, when done with the proper spirit of humility, coming from the fact that we know we need God, we need God's help.
那我们属灵的生命也是这样子。当我们要去读经的时候，我们要知道，我们谦卑的下来，知道说我们需要神。
And we know that life that we need is in God.And so we come, we obey His word. We fill the water pots. We put the wood on the altar. However, we wait for the supernatural work of the Spirit that transforms that water into wine, that ignites that firewood on the altar. That is the life change that resulted by the grace of God.
对，那我们的生活应该怎么样呢？就像那些水，我们就把我的水装满，然后就是把那些柴放在那边，然后我们就等候神，我们等候神的恩典降临到我们当中。这样子，当神的恩典来的时候，我们谦卑的在他面前说：“神，我需要你，我需要你的帮助。”那个时候，恩典下来了，我们生命就会有改变。
And dear friends, my invitation for you today,
亲爱的朋友们
is to start this year out asking God to add to our desire for Him.Realizing that we don't desire God enough.
那我亲爱的朋友们，我在这里就是请大家邀请大家能够跟神说，神啊，我们不够，我们需要你，我需要神。
And as we submit and humble ourselves before God, we commit ourselves to the Word of God, to a life of prayer. As we fill the water pot, as we line up the altar with firewood, and we say, Lord, come.Pitiful life of mine, and change me, so I will not be the same anymore.
所以我们就是能够真正的，就像那些水，把水缸装满了，我们就是像施的财一样，我们就是把我们的心预备好了，我们谦卑来到神的面前，说神啊，我需要你，我不够，我就是需要你。我们这样就来等，说神啊，你来吧，来转变我的生命，这样子我们就可以生命被神转变。
The Lord has promised more grace for broken.Rebellious people like us to enter into communion with Him.
当我们这样子委身的时候，神他有应允说，我们这样子谦卑的来到他的面前，他就要赐给我们更多的恩典，就是要给我们这种人。
May this new year mark a year where you will abundantly experience God in that communion with Him and experience the miracle of how He will transform your life.
真的很希望说，今年就是每一个在座的每一个人，真的是就能够这样子经历到神丰丰富富的恩典来活出这样子的恩典的生活。
Let the love of God take over our lives. Let's pray together.
让神的恩典来掌管我们的生活，我们来低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for your love for us.
我们感谢你，谢谢你给我们的爱。
It's hard for us to imagine that you would actually be jealous over.The wayward hearts, our wayward spirit, that so often is rebellious against you.
真的是很难想象说我们这样子常常的叛逆，我们这样子常常做不讨你喜悦的事情，你还是因为这样子恋爱而至于嫉妒我们。
Yet thank you for being jealous over us because you have not given up on us.
谢谢你这样子的恋爱而嫉妒我们，因为我们真的是不配得。
Not because it is any good in us, but because of your own holy love and your own infinite goodness that you choose to love us, even when we are so unlovable, even when we examine our own hearts.
主啊，虽然我们这么的不配得，我们这么的败坏，可是你还是这样子的爱我们，你真的是赐下这么多的恩典给我们。
Thank you for the promise of more grace, so that we may draw near to you.
谢谢你，你应许说要赐给我们更多的恩典，让我们能够亲近你。
May that grace enables us to add to our desire for you.
主啊，求你这些恩典下来，让我们能够更渴慕你，更想要与你亲近。
Help all the brothers and sisters at NACC here to experience that grace, bringing us into deep communion, godly community, and passionate commission for you and your glory.
真的是希望我们在座的每个弟兄姐妹都是因为能够接受你这样子的恩典，能够活出蒙爱、相爱、传爱的生活。奉主耶稣名求祷告，
阿门。